Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, you really seem to be enjoying the spread so far. And I love reading the comments that you guys leave. Oh, you guys are thoroughly enjoying this. But let me tell you, between Neo the Outflanker and the website badmarriages.net, I will always have a gold mine of articles of guys who just said, fuck it, and put the mask on. Like this guy. And this article was published on the 12th of August. Suburban man found guilty of terminating his wife after learning she was involved with another man. Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go. Chadwick R. King, formerly of Geneva, was found guilty of first-degree termination for deleting his 32-year-old wife, Kathleen King, in July of 2014. According to prosecutors, shortly after 5 a.m. on July 6th, 2014, Chadwick King asphyxiated Kathleen King at their home, deleting her. Chadwick King recently learned that his wife was emotionally involved with another man. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! He then placed Kathleen's body on the Union Pacific Railway tracks near the 200 block of Briar Lane and Espic Park on Geneva's east side, prosecutors said. Just after 6:30 a.m. that day, a conductor saw the female body on the tracks, and police responded to the scene. It was determined that the woman was deceased. In March of 2015, a jury found Chadwick King guilty of first-degree termination in King's death. He was originally sentenced to 30 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections. The Illinois Appellate Court, Second District, then cited concerns with an expert witness, nullifying the jury's verdict and ordered a new trial. Following the guilty verdict this week, Chadwick King's bond was revoked. He remains in custody at the Kane County Jail. His next court date is October 5th. Well, 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 I'm going to reiterate this. Until society is ready to balance the scales when it comes to female infidelity, whatever happens, happens. Far too many women, far too many wives are out here cheating on their husband willy-nilly. And unfortunately, this society celebrates it. But, those husbands are going to end up balancing the scales when they take matters into their own hands. It is what it is. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Strangulation. Oh, that's not a quick way to go. I got to give that one a 10 because more than likely he either used the rope or his bare hands. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, I got to give this one a 10. So, Chadwick the Strangler gets a score of 35. Gentlemen, I've covered this article. Many other content creators covered this article. And what article was that? The article that outright says women are cheating more than men nowadays. Now, of course, women have always been cheaters. Now, I disagree with this whole idea that women are better cheaters than men. I disagree with that. It's not because they are. It's because everybody wants to try to shift the blame on the guy. Oh, somehow it's his fault. It's always our fault, gentlemen, no matter what they do, especially when it comes to infidelity. No. Mm-mm. Yes, women's own group preference will find women will actually cover for their girlfriends who are cheating, which means, guess what? The overwhelming majority of women, when it comes to this subject, ain't shit. Period. If you're a woman and you know that your friend is cheating on their husband and you're unwilling to say something about it, what does that say about you as a woman? Exactly. But, hey, more and more men are finding out that the women that they're with are in fact cheating on them. And guess what? They're taking matters into their own hands. Whether that consequence is them walking away or them putting on the mask. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, the power will go out. Feminism and all of the quote unquote shields of protection that you think you have will go out right along with it. Because, let me reiterate, not every man is going to take infidelity lying down. There are far too many men out here who've made that investment. And guess what? They don't want to lose their shit that they worked so hard for. So, it is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.